I'm at the point now where I think I'm at the point where I can start saying I'm a recovering alcoholic. Let's see, where did it begin? I suppose one of the things I'm looking at now is my eating, and I can see that my eating binging started when I was like nine, eight, nine. And I had other ways of escaping back then as well, reading and anything to escape from my emotions, which just weren't accepted, wasn't acceptable for a kid to have emotions back then. So, the isms were there from the start. And, even when I started drinking, I took my first drink at 15, and it didn't take long for it to become a regular thing, getting drunk before the Friday night disco in the local town. And then it would be Friday night and Saturday night going out, by the time I was kind of doing my leaving cert around 18. And then I went to college and I went crazy altogether. I spent my mo my dad gave me money for the year, and I'd spent it all by October on drink. I don't even remember. I don't remember any of it. Like, and I suppose that's another indicator. But I had to go and get myself a job and support myself for the rest of the year. And, for me, it was all about fitting in. I had a pretty lonely childhood at the age of 13 or 13, I suppose. I met these girls who, they had no father figure in their lives. They weren't kind of at risk youth, but they were just a bit wilder because the rest of us had mums and dads and, schedules and what's the word when you have a time to come in at night? You know what I mean? But these girls didn't. There wasn't a lot of discipline in their lives. Their mums had their own problems and the dads weren't around. And, they gave me a cigarette and I started smoking it. They gave me a drink and I started drinking it. And I would have done anything to fit in that crowd and to stay with that crowd because it was the first kind of crowd that had really opened their arms to me and welcomed me in. And then, it's that awkward teenage time, trying to talk to boys and going out and not knowing what to say to anybody. And, the drink helped. But really, by the time I was in college, it was a problem. I can see that now. I didn't see it back then. Nobody said it to me back then. Maybe that's, the Irish do have a very dysfunctional relationship with alcohol, and drinking a lot is relatively normal around here, especially when you're younger. It's expected. So I knew I had crossed a line around the age of about 29 or 30 when I was going on. I was doing a PhD in oceanography and I was going on research vessels, and you would go out for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And a lot of them were dry. And most of those trips, I had to take my supply with me so I could have my couple of drinks at night. And then on one of those trips, I broke my leg very badly and ended up on crutches for 6 months and off work for 6 months. So I was pretty much living on my own, was in a lot of pain. And between the pain and the loneliness, I just started drinking kind of all day, every day. And the drinking, I suppose it never kind of went up and down after that. I went back to work and things kind of straightened out for a bit, but they didn't really, I was still drinking every night. And in fact, I wouldn't really do anything unless drink was involved. If somebody suggested an activity and there was no chance of getting a drink, I just wouldn't go, Towards the end, I would be putting kind of bottles of vodka into my handbag or whatever and bringing it with me. But so I suppose I went into my first treatment, or at least I kind of first accepted I had a problem. When I was about 31 or 32, went to my first AA meeting, got scared, absolutely crapless. Somebody came up to me, she was only just in, and she was trying to take me under her wing, and she started saying things like, no relationships for 2 years, and you have to find a higher power, and And I ran. I was out that door so fast. And I didn't go back to AA for a number of years until I was really desperate. And at that point, I had done, it was about 4 years later, I had done a outpatient treatment for a few weeks and started going to AA, not exactly wholeheartedly. So it basically it took me about 15 years from my first meeting until I put down my last drink. And really, you know, that's my journey. Like I spent 15 years drinking without really thinking about it too much. 15 years trying. I say trying to stop, but I wasn't trying to stop. I was trying to control it so I could drink, you know. And it was such a miserable, miserable time. You know, I would, for a long time, I would just drink at the weekends and Monday would come. I would be utterly wrecked physically and mentally. I'd go into work. I'd say never again. And then by Wednesday or Thursday, I'd be, you know, kind of physically well enough to, and I'd be down at the off license again. I was living in London at the time and I used to go to different off licenses. Like anybody in London was looking at me or caring, but still I didn't want anybody to be pointing fingers at me. Ridiculous behavior, but anyway. By the end of that period, I was just absolutely wrecked physically. I managed to hold on to a job for a long time and then I was unemployed for about a year, and spent a lot of that year either drinking continuously, like not even getting out of bed except to go down and get more bottles, or and then I'd go kind of sober up, go to a meeting and maybe stay sober for a week or two and then go back out again for another month or 6 weeks. It's just miserable, 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 you know, head full of AA and a belly full of booze. And I didn't really get it until, so I went finally to an inpatient treatment for 5 weeks and drank again when I came out. And after that, I said, right, that's it. I actually never want to drink again. I heard somebody say that one day in a meeting. And I thought, yes, that's me. It doesn't do anything for me. I can't believe I'm still at it. Why on earth? I'm going to stop now. And I did drink again. And that for me was step two, you know, completely and utterly powerless and insane. I had not accepted step two until that point. But I kind of did step one and step two in the same step, really. It was just like, okay, I have no power over this thing. And I'm 9 years sober, 9 years and a month, actually. And I didn't think that was possible. I really didn't. When I did get sober, I got myself a sponsor. I started working steps slowly with a group and her. And shivered and shook my way through the first year. But since then, you know, I mean, how can I tell you how life has changed? So, you know, I'm sitting in my own house. I have my sober baby. I decided about a year in that, you know, alcohol had really stolen my opportunity to be a parent. And even though I was 45 at the time, I thought, right, I'm going to go and see what I can do on my own here. I wasn't ready for a relationship, but I was ready to have a child. And I went over to Spain and I got a double donation there because I was just too old to use my own eggs. And now I have a little 6-year-old who took a couple of goes, but we got there in the end. And, you know, that was like having heart surgery. I mean, come on. Talk about, you know, going from no emotions to emotional overload. That was quite an experience. I have recently changed my profession. So I did my PhD in science, and I suppose being a scientist was very much part of my identity because why? Because I needed that approval, because I needed that, you know, I needed to be better than people somehow. I don't know. It was definitely part of that ego trip, though. And recently I realized actually, I'm quite happy to be sort of middle management in a place. We're doing management consultancy. It's a big company. They work for everybody in Ireland. It's interesting work. Before I was kind of doing everything myself and totally unsupported and really had to work very hard at stuff. And I did work very hard at stuff, but just felt like I was out hanging the whole time. And in this place, it's totally different. There's a lot of support for everything. So I'm just kind of settling into that at the moment. It's been a month now and it's going really well. It's going way better than I thought it would be. I was terrified, to be honest, going in, but it's working really well. And I know that I couldn't have made that step without sobriety. Do you know that piece of holding on to bits of my identity, even if they weren't serving me. It was just too precious that I to have let go of. But I know now that that's not me. And we were just talking about the recovery conference there. I went to the one last year. This is the Friendly Circle Berlin, have an in-person thing, and it was 3 days in London last year and 3 days in Dublin this year. There was a huge difference really between the two offerings. But so last year I was introduced to kind of IFS. I'd sort of come across it before, but I started doing IFS therapy with a fabulous therapist here. And a few other modalities that I just hadn't come across before. Friendly Circle Berlin are amazing for the different approaches. Everyone has their own path and they're just exploring different paths, which is amazing, and trying to keep the 12 steps in there as well, which I think is really important. I still have a sponsor, by the way, and I'm hoping I'm going to have a sponsee anytime soon. Apparently there's one lined up for me. And I did the steps a couple of times, and I would be very I'd be very strong on that. I do think if you come in to sobriety, you should do the steps. And I don't care if it's Geoffrey Munn or if it's the big book or if it's the plain big book or what it is, but it's just the process. It should have needs to be done. It's an experiential process and it's part of the program. But I would also be encouraging people to check out Friendly Circle Berlin and other sort of attitudes. And the big thing for me is losing the shame around recovery. I'm wearing my recovery t-shirt today. It's Progress, Not Perfection, which Miriam very nicely made for me when I was given the atheist, I given a talk at the atheist or a chair at the atheist meeting in Galway last year. So yeah, but the main difference between last year and this year's conference for me was last year I was looking for healing for myself. And this year I was wondering how to bring it to other people. So I really feel like I've kind of turned a corner in recovery. I'm definitely ready for sponsees at this point. I never felt ready before, which is possibly why they didn't come along. But I've also reached a point in myself where life is easy, do you know? It's not that it's easy, but living gets easier. I have tools, I have. Oh, and I have a life worth living, which I never had before. And I never appreciated anything I had before. And I appreciate it today. There's a lot of gratitude in my life for everyone I've met in recovery. And it's so lovely to see some of those people here today. And I appreciate all of you just for being here. yeah, sobriety. Sobriety is the best. If there's anybody out there who's new or who's having a hard time, get people with you, fellowship. The opposite of addiction is connection, that's for sure. And start working a program, and yeah, life gets better. I'll leave it at that, Chris. I think I've gone on long enough. Thanks.
That was, oh, that, thank you so much, Jenny. That was wonderful.